When I arrived at my job at Falcon High School, there was a 3-foot-tall stack of single unfiled music. Back in a moment.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
Please, please, please don't ever do to any band director who follows you what was done to me at Falcon High School. I looked at that stack of music and my heart just sank. I hated filing. It was not something I was strong at. If it was just like a couple of hours of something that needed to be filed, that would be one thing. But this was something that ended up taking hours and hours and hours. I ended up deciding that the library would be my project at my first year at Falcon High School 12 years ago. So I started going through those stacks and filing them away in the music. There were no filing folders. Everything was kind of filed alphabetically, which we'll talk about in a minute, but that usually doesn't make any sense, because then if you get a new piece that fits somewhere in the middle, it may not work out the way your cabinets are, or however you're storing the music, and will just create more problems for you. So there were all these pieces of music that were loose, and I started going through the library. Let's start with talking about what to toss. If you have a piece that has too many missing parts, and this was the case with about half the jazz band songs when I first started, it might be missing like 3 saxophone parts, 2 of the trombone parts, and 2 of the trumpet parts, and the bass part might be missing from a song. And at first I thought, well, I'll try to order each of these individual parts. I decided that was just too much of a hassle and too much work. Maybe there's someone who really likes filing who could get into that. So I just ended up tossing those. I gave some of them away if it looked like it could be something that a school in that didn't have much of a budget, where the director could write out the parts or get them off of the score, then I gave some of those away. But some of them didn't even have the scores to them. So if it has too many missing parts, just toss it. Another thing to toss is stuff that really shouldn't have been done. And this is rare for me. I haven't found very many pieces like this, maybe 3 in the entire library at Falcon High School that I found like this. For example, I don't remember the title of the piece, but there was an actual piece. It was along the lines of AC/DC does symphonic band or something like that. And I said, not only will I never do this, but this should never be done. And I threw that piece away. Sometimes you might want to give away a piece that is outdated. For example, maybe someone bought a pep band chart for the Spice Girls that was okay when the Spice Girls were popular for the 3 hours that they were popular, but now has become outdated. Some of those songs stick around for a while and they're popular for many, many years. Some of the stand tunes we use, that's why they've been around so long, because people like those. So if something's outdated, it might be okay to get rid of that. Then you want to buy yourself a set of folders. Southern Music Company makes some very nice manila folders. I know a lot of people are using some boxes now. It's probably going to depend on whether you have shelves or whether you have filing cabinets. I use filing cabinets at the moment because those are easy for me to get. The other teachers are always getting rid of them, and when I see one that is being put out for the trash, I end up snagging it and using it for filing. That works best for me right now. And what I do on the folders is I use a letter and 3-number system. So for example, Arabian Dances, I would assign that, if that was the first piece I was adding to my library, I would give it a number of A, A-001, A-001, so the letter of the title, and then a three-digit number. And that should be good for most people, unless you plan on having about 1,000 titles for every letter of the alphabet, which then you have a great library and you probably have a full-time librarian who can figure out some things. For holiday music, I just put an HM instead of an H. So HM for me stands for holiday music. I also teach one orchestra class. And so for my purposes, it makes more sense for me to have a whole section for orchestra. But since I don't have 4 or 5 orchestras, I just put all my orchestra songs under OR. So OR for orchestra dash 001, OR dash 002. And I do the same thing for jazz band. The letter that I assigned to that is JB, JB-001. So I don't even worry about those as far as the letter of the alphabet. That's just what has worked for me. You have to figure out what ends up working best for you and for your program and for the number of songs that you have in your program. Now you might say, well, how do I find these songs then if they're not actually in alphabetical order? What you do is you create an Excel file, or some of you who are better at technology, there might be some better way to file these, and you put them in the Excel file in the order of the number you have assigned, A-001, A-002, then the B-001. And then if you need to look something up, you can just quickly do a search function in that file and you'll be able to find that song. You'll also have to decide whether you want to keep the scores with or separate from the music. I prefer with, because I will thumb through music and sometimes I want to look at the parts and sometimes I want to look at the score to figure out some songs that I'm going to use for one of my groups. But that's a personal decision. One way will work better for you than another. What I do with those folders then is after a performance, I make notes on the folder. There's a section for notes and I put what group performed the piece, when and where they performed it. So for example, it might have been at large group contest in April of 2017. And I'll put that on there just so as I'm going through the folders looking for music for the future, I found that as I've been at my school 12 years now, I often can't remember when we performed a piece. I'll remember that a group performed it. It's like, wow, did we do this when the seniors were freshmen? And I'll look up my notes and it's like, no, we did it 8 years ago. But in my brain, I couldn't remember exactly when we did it. I'll also put down other comments. So for example, if a piece turned out to be difficult to do without 3 very strong trumpet players, then I'll make a note of that on there too. So if I'm perusing that in the future and I only have 2 strong trumpet players, then I know not to do that piece. I hope that these tips have helped you to organize your library and save time.
The Music and Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.